Traveling through rural New York, it's not uncommon to see the Confederate flag. Everything from bumper stickers to full-size flags flying from the back of pickup trucks. Sometimes they're paired with the Tea Party-adopted Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag. Several vendors at multiple fairs who spoke with WAMC News said the resurgence of the flag's popularity and demand coincided with measures by several states to ban its display in government buildings. The flag is disappearing from the private sphere as well, with Amazon and Walmart having stopped sale of them. Harry, who declined to give his last name, has been a vendor at the Dutchess County Fair for the past 36 years and is originally from the South.
Most of the young kids buy these. You know, people buy them only because they got Rebel on them and whatever design is on them.
He added,
it's harder and harder to find them because nobody's making anything here anymore.
The flag dates back to the Civil War. Today it evokes different things for different people.
Welcome to Hazard County.
For some, the General Lee car with a Confederate flag on its roof and the Dukes of Hazzard, which has been censored on some channels. For others, the racially motivated shooting of black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, which sparked a national debate about the place of the flag in American society. The flag has also long been a symbol adopted by the KKK. Lamar McKee, a Schoharie County fair worker, said he had a run-in with the Klan in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Most people over the last decade or several have been seeing it as more of a racist thing, but that's not the way I see it. I think if it's more of like if somebody's celebrating the heritage of being black, you know, like for Black History Month, how we celebrate the pride, we go up, we say, hi, brother, or we do a fist in the air. This pretty much is like a physical symbol, like this Confederate flag is a symbol for representing the South.
He added,
it's how you use it. A gun is only dangerous if somebody pulls the trigger or uses it in hate. You know, it all depends on whose hands it's in.
Not everyone agrees. The Anti-Defamation League calls it a hate symbol, but says, quote, because of the continued use of the flag by non-extremists, it should only be judged in context, end quote. The NAACP, on the other hand, has pursued multiple lawsuits seeking a ban on the flag at government-affiliated displays as part of opposing, quote, state-sponsored symbols of white supremacy, end quote.
Fresh cut, fresh, fresh.
Here in Yankee, New York, for many people, county fairs are one of the only places to buy the flag. A Schoharie fairgoer who declined to give his name was in a store that sold Western clothing along with the stars and bars. He said as a teen, he saw the flag as a symbol of rebelliousness, not hate. But as an adult, he recognized its contentious symbolism and does not own or identify with the item anymore. Many people WAMC asked about the flag, including fair personnel, were reluctant to speak or provide their names. The county fairs that have introduced prohibitions on Confederate flag items sold by vendors include the New York State Fair in Syracuse, the Otsego County Fair, and the Washington County Fair. However, items were still seen on display in one shop at the Washington County Fair, although not in direct view from outside the vendor's tent. And as part of a March decision, a Civil War exhibit was present for the first time at the Washington County Fair. One of the cars in the demolition derby had a Confederate flag attached to it with the words Redneck Custom spray painted on. The fairs themselves are classified as nonprofits, so legally they can prohibit the sale of any item. WAMC commentator Stephen Gottlieb is an Albany Law School professor specializing in free speech issues.
There have been civil liberties lawyers who have fought for the right of people we despise, like the Klan, to be able to say what they need to say.
He added,
I think those of us who are involved in the Civil Liberties Union start with a very strong perspective about the importance of protecting free speech and not having government decide what speech is permissible and what speech is impermissible, because the fear is that that power will get abused, misused.
The fairs are wrapping up for the year now, but the debate over the place of the Confederate flag is sure to last another year, and then some. Reporting for WAMC News, this is Zaina Reifenheiser.